You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, folks, your donations are greatly appreciated and greatly welcomed since we're listener-supported podcast. So if you get anything out of today's podcast news, folks, definitely consider a donation. Anything and everything helps, even a little donation. So it's greatly appreciated, folks. So today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated here, Sunday, June 12th, 2022. And the article reads as follows. Healthy young people are now dying in masses across Australia, and the corporate media still won't dare mention vaccines. And this is quite disturbing, folks. And again, we're a podcast, in case you're just joining us for the first time, we're a podcast about God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ, current events around the world, even in the daily news, here and abroad as well. So that ought to give you a good summary of what we are. We cover anything and everything that's major news going on in the world, and we cover it from a biblical perspective, or at least we try to. I'm a Christian, although I'm a sinner, and I tell people I'm definitely a sinner, and aren't we all sinners and all fall short of the glory of God? But we just keep going on, we keep moving on, and we definitely never, ever, ever quit, and we never give up the battle against evil, and we always try to do the will of God. And that's all you can do, live your life through Jesus Christ, folks. And so that's a little bit about the podcast, and so let's get into today's news. It's very disturbing, and again, the headline is, young people now dying in masses across Australia, and the corporate media still won't dare mention vaccines. And let me just tell you my preference. I got to say this. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional. However, under the First Amendment Free Speech Act and my constitutional rights, I can bring you this podcast and bring you this alternative news and information. So with that being said, let's dive into it, folks. Here we go. The government of Australia concluded that with three vaccine manufacturers to oppress the Australian people with various levels of discrimination, coercion, propaganda, and unlawful detainment, segregation, digital compliance systems, and a broader threat to individual livelihoods, these totalitarian actions were not rooted in any data or sciences and provided no public health benefit. These actions were designed to break down people psychologically, subdue their bodies and autonomy, and personal benefits, and force experiments into their bodies. So in other words, they forced them through propaganda media and intimidation, fear porn, and everything else, folks, to take the shots. And so out of a person's natural response would be, yeah, okay, I'll take the silly shot. So they take the shot. That's taking a poison. It's a death sentence is basically what it is. So today, healthy young people are suddenly dying and unexpectedly across Australia, even though journalists are reporting on a matter of now the corporate media won't dare mention the causes behind the scourge. And so sudden death syndrome, or SADS, is taking place the world by storm. Fully vaccinated individuals who maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle are dying unexpectedly, according to the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. This new death category is dubbed sudden adult death syndrome, or SADS, S-A-D-S, sudden adult death syndrome. Sudden adult syndrome, people under the age of 40 are now being urged to get their hearts checked as a wave of young people collapse after being coerced to take part in a blood clotting vaccine experiments. And so, of course, Melbourne's Baker and Heart Diabetes Institute has developed a new register to better record the surge in deaths among healthy young people and populations. The registry is the first in the world to include hospital, ambulance, forensic information. A spokesperson said that the institute said that there are approximately 750 cases per year of people under the age of 50 in Victoria suddenly having their heart stop. The institute reports that approximately 9 young people are now dying without cause every month after a full autopsy. Of course, the autopsy does not include an investigation into the heart-damaging vaccines that the young people are needlessly getting. So what do you think about that, folks? I'm going to pause for just a second. What do you think about that? And again, the news source is naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And also, I want to just stop and pause just also to say that the world is getting crazy day by day. If you find yourself, as we do here in America, as I do here in Michigan, where I'm temporarily living at, within the food shortages, where food is being shorted all over. This is all pre-planned. This is all part of the game to bring in the new world order, folks. But the food shortages are all over. The gas prices are through the roof. But if you're concerned about food and storageable food, I go to mypatriotsupply.com and I go and I get my monthly food through mypatriotsupply.com. What I would consider is there'll be a link down below, folks. Consider clicking the link. The link might be helpful to you. You can check it out. If you see something interesting and you want to order, any or anything, any or everything helps out this podcast. If you don't want to donate, at least consider ordering again. MyPatriotSupply.com. The link will be down below. Okay. I just wanted to throw that in there because I know, food shortages were almost here and that's what's going on, folks. So, again, back to the podcast, folks. What is going on is much of the scientific community is ignoring cases of SADS and SIDS to please their overlords, the vaccine industry. The genetic screening that is used to determine one's risk of SADS, yet genetic screening is just a formality. It does not really do anything for screening. It's just a formality. In other words, like, I'll give you an example. I've had some chest pains myself due to the anxiety and stress when I had to move up here. So I go into the emergency room. Well, I can tell you what the procedure is going to be in any emergency room in the United States. They're all the same from Florida to here in Michigan. That you have to wait. By the time they take you back, and yeah, I'm having chest pains, you get an EKG. After an EKG, what they're going to do is stick a needle in your arm. They're going to draw some blood. They're going to look for an enzyme in the needle. And so an enzyme in the blood, and they're going to look for various things that are out of whack. That enzyme will tell you if you're likely not candidate to have a heart attack. So after they'll do that occasionally, like in my case, they'll take an x-ray, they'll check out the x-ray, they'll say, yeah, according to the x-ray, blah, 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 you're good, give you a pat on the rear end, say, have a great day, Mr. Herb, and away you go. But basically, that's it. So in other words, even the standard medical approach is still the same. Nothing changes. No matter which hospital I go, that procedure is always going to stay the same, folks. And that's what you have to understand. It's like that now with the vaccine. They go through the rigmarole. They go through the protocols. Nobody will ever admit that the vaccine actually is killing millions and millions of people. I'm here surrounded by people that worship this vax here in Michigan. I'm pulling my hair out. I can't get back to Florida fast enough. I will unfortunately have to be here through September, but I cannot run and get the heck out of the state of Michigan fast enough to get back to Florida, to get back to some type.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Of civility and get back to Florida, some type of common sense down there, because they have a much more independent common sense view of things and life and different things like that. And a lot of that depends on where you live and what state and the governor, you know. And here in Michigan, they overact everything. In the state of Florida, you're a responsible person. You can even have guns and be responsible like you can up here in Michigan. But again, you know, Florida is a more responsible state with a responsible governor, whereby, you know, you're responsible for your own thing. So, you know, there's pros and cons. If you do something stupid, you get in a lot of trouble. You know, that's just a fact of life. But if you do something and you're protecting your family, your rights, your property or anything, the state's going to stand behind you 99% of the time, and so is the county, because you did the right thing. You abided by the law, unlike other states, Democratic-ran states, where they don't, they're not necessarily going to support the individual. They're going to support whoever the biggest loudmouth is. And that's kind of how life is sometimes, folks. It's not as easy for someone in Australia to getting genetically screened, because scientists are not 100% sure what genes causes this. And again, that's the SADS, the sudden adult death syndrome, is what I'm talking about, folks. And again, maybe the scientific community is looking in the wrong place. They should protect and quit protecting the overlords of the vaccine industry. As more people get screened for SADS, the real problem are the ignored patients and given false sense of security. The real pressures on the heart include COVID-19 vaccine and the oppressive measures that were used in place to force the compliance. The persistence generic infrastructure of the human body, the toxic spike proteins that are causing inflammation, blood clots, and emergency heart problems, the persistent oxygen deprivation, and the cardiovascular strain from mask, and also plays a role living in fear, oppression state, where the government and the pharmaceutical compliance dictate associations, human rights, also negativity, impacted cardiovascular health. These issues no longer can be ignored. The generation that grew up with a runaway, unaccountable childhood, that's me, vaccine schedule, and ever-increasing rate of infant sudden death, SIDS and autism suddenly becoming the generation that must face runaway COVID-19 vaccine program. All of a sudden, adult death and heart damage, it's been wrought. So in other words, they got another generation that they're dealing with this, folks. It's just never ending. It's absolutely positively never end. The fun never ends here in the United States, because they do want to kill everybody. They want to kill us all off. They want to depopulate the world. This is a fact. This is not insanity. This is a fact. This is common sense, folks. And if you don't believe that, I don't know what to tell you. I will simply say a prayer for you. I love you as a brother in Christ, and I'll always love you regardless if we agree or disagree. And now is that time in the podcast, folks. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ yet and invited Jesus into your life, here's a simple prayer if you want to say that. This will take 2 or 3 minutes, folks. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm calling you right now. Find a quiet place in your living room, your bedroom. Go outside on the porch. I don't care if you have to go in the bathroom and lock yourself in, if it's crazy at your home, like sometimes it is a lot of folks' homes. You know, just find 2 or 3 minutes just of quietness. That's all you need to do. Go in a closet, for the love of God, if that's what you need to do, folks. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ yet, I invite you to say the simple prayer. Here we go, folks. Follow me. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, and your rightful place in my life as my Savior. Fill me with your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer for folks, God bless you so much. God bless you. I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you so much if you said that prayer, folks. That's known in the circle as that is a salvation prayer. And there's a lot of different salvation prayers. So, you know, you can look that up, and that's just one of many. As long as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, and acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross at Calvary to wash your sins away and save all of mankind, then you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's what matters, folks. That's what really matters. And so if you do that, you've accepted Jesus Christ, you're now saved. So the first thing you need to do as we conclude this podcast, folks, first thing you need to do is get yourself a good holy Bible. A good holy Bible. If you can't afford one, then find the nearest church and maybe they can help you out. And that's the best thing you need to do. And just dig into your Bible. If you live here in the States, meaning the United States, maybe you can order one off of Amazon. They're usually cheap, about 20 bucks or under. If not, and you're poor and you're strapped like a lot of folks listening to this podcast, I feel you. I feel your pain, folks. I feel your brother. I feel your brother and sister. I feel all your pain. You don't have any money. Again, if you can't find one on Amazon, then what you can do is you can go to your church, your local church, and just ask them and just say, hey, you know, could you help me out? I really need a Bible. I want to dig into it. You know, I've accepted Jesus Christ. I'm now saved. I want to dig into this. That's the first thing. The second thing is find yourself a good church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And get into that church and praise God and just start getting into that. A church attend every Saturday or every Sunday, depending on where you live and the availability. But get into that church and just praise God through Jesus Christ, folks. That's what you need to do. And the very third thing is, third and last thing is, what you want to do is write your questions down. Ask your questions to a senior pastor. Ask your questions to somebody there in the church that knows what's going on. Somebody in the church that'll love you as a brother or sister in Christ. Somebody that can sit down with you one-on-one and just answer. You know, and you would say, well, Eric, what questions do I have? Well, you know, when's Jesus return? Wow, that's a good question. Somebody might say, well, what's another good question, Eric? Say, what is salvation? Ah, there you go. There's another good question. I'll just keep rattling them off. Say, why did Jesus die on the cross? He died on the cross to forgive all of mankind, to save our souls, to wash our sins away for all of mankind. If Jesus hadn't died, we wouldn't be here, folks. You got to understand that. So there's another good question. So write your question down. Ask them to a senior pastor. Ask them to a junior pastor. Ask your questions to a member of the church, a senior member, junior member, doesn't matter. Ask them to somebody that you can talk to. Sit down and get all your questions answered, folks. And that's it. And then maybe down the road, if you want to get baptized, that covers, I'll cover that on a later podcast. That's a little bit different. Commitment that you do before your fellow congregation, and you do that among the brothers and sisters of Christ, your whole entire congregation of church. That is something good. It's not something that's absolutely mandatory that you have that, but that is something good to show your faith and your commitment to Jesus Christ. Baptism's always a good thing. And that's something, again, I'll talk on a future or later podcast. We'll address the baptism issue, and I'll try to address that in full in its entirety. So that's it, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And again, folks, I want to remind you to like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your family. I'm out of here for now. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.